welcome to episode 45 of
Brutal Battle.
Very beautiful, very operatic.
Yeah, well, I kind of draw my inspiration because I went to the Renaissance Fair this past weekend, and, you know, there's a lot of
nerds,
performers and singers, and, of course, you know, cottage cheese bustiers and...
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Nerd cleavage.
Interestingly enough, it's been some episodes since we did the pumpkin beer tournament.
Yes.
But we have some pumpkin beer tournament kind of related stuff to go over this episode.
All right.
But first, there's something that we must do. And everybody pretty much knows what that's going to be. And that's what we like to call a hop of knowledge.
Let me push up my glasses on the hop knowledge.
That's right. So our hop for this go-around is Cascade Hops. This is a hop that probably a lot of big one. Yeah, it's extremely popular. A lot of hop heads probably are pretty familiar with it.
I think that's literally the first one I've heard of.
Oh, really? Like, what's the first one you heard actually identified with a beer?
No, it's the first one I've heard of that you've gone over so far.
Oh, got it. Okay. Well, you're learning some stuff then.
Mm-hmm.
So, for this, actually, I want to tell you, it has the information on the alpha acids in the cohumulone. And I've said before that that really has no, you know, bearing on what I think because of it means nothing to me. I actually did what I probably should have done some time ago, and I went and looked up what the alpha acids are and cohumulone, which is kind of tough to say.
Cohumulone.
You got it pretty well. So basically, alpha acids refers to the resin within the hops, and that attributes whatever level of bitterness to the beer that it's being brewed for. So alpha acids will be given in percentages, so it's kind of like the percentage of bitterness in the hop resin, in essence. And cohumulone is actually a component of the overall hop resin, which is the one component that's actually identified for brewing purposes, because there are other components that they don't identify. But cohumulone is the one that's really identified because it's the one that can potentially impart the most off-putting flavors, like the extremely bitter tastes. So, I apologize to everyone for not doing that much earlier, but...
How dare you?
I know. But now you know, and now we know, and going forward, it's just like the intent of this podcast all along. We're learning together.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly.
We are.
Slowly.
Hand in hand. It's terrific.
It is.
I'm slightly aroused.
So, Cascade Hops originated from the United States. The description on them: pleasant, floral, and spicy. Flowery, citrus, usually grapefruit, aromas to it. Some details on it. Bred by Oregon State University in 1956 and released for use in 1972. It was crossed between Fuggle and Sara Bryanka, interesting, which is a Russian hop no longer grown due to poor storage ability, apparently. Its first commercial aroma hop developed in the U.S., interesting, especially linked to American West Coast craft beers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so popular, because the West Coast IPA has become such a big thing. And one of three C's is what it says under here. There's Cascade, Centennial, and Columbus. And I know a lot of times those are used together because they all are very... hop forward, very floral, citrusy. Uses mainly for bitterness, flavor, and aroma, and it can be found in most American ales. And I always have, you know, examples. Two prime examples I found of this. One is Sierra Nevada's Pale Ale, and Racer 5 IPA by Bear Republic.
There you go.
One that's very near and dear to our hearts.
The Master Brewer Lord.
Yes, we. That's another thing to bring up to everyone, is that we have changed this whole Brewer Lord ordeal.
But we can tell them again.
Yeah, if you don't remember. Yeah. Exactly. We decided it is Master Brewerlord instead of Brewerlord. So from now on, Brewerlord. Mm-hmm. And we may slip here and there, but one of us will correct the other.
Brewerlord sounds too, like, meat-headed.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that's how we started with it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Was very, you know, fraternity style. Mm-hmm. But they don't drink good beer. Well, no. Maybe they do these days.
Yeah, maybe they do. Who knows?
It's hard to know.
I've never been in one. I've been to many of their parties in Maryland.
See, maybe now they're drinking good beers where they're slapping people's asses with paddles.
Yeah. I seriously doubt it. They're probably drinking, like, Beast.
It's just like, whack! Whack! Or knowing, oh, this Racer 5's amazing.
Knowing Maryland, they're probably drinking Natty Bow.
Ugh, God.
Lots and lots of horrible, horrible Natty Bow.
Let's not get started on that.
Yeah, no.
I'm hoping that my palate is going to be okay for this episode.
Me too.
Because I just had dinner a little bit ago, and it was kind of like a put-together weird dinner. I had a wild berry smoothie first. But the thing that I think might kind of mess things up a little bit is I had some pumpkin gnocchi with wilted sautéed spinach and a sage brown butter sauce. I mean, it was really good, but one of the big things for me is the coating that that spinach usually puts in my mouth.
Yeah.
Not so hot. It's kind of like chalky, so I'm hoping that doesn't have any ill effects on the beers we're going to try.
I had lasagna.
Lasagna. Nice. Gotta love it.
Made it this past weekend for the foosball game and leftovers all week, son.
The foosball.
Oh, the foosball. Too bad the Ravens lost, because they're terrible.
So we actually have a warm-up beer in front of us, and we're putting off the beer knife fight. That'll be next episode, so everyone knows. And then it's going to be, you know, six in a row, except for episode 50, which will be a grand celebration. But the beer in front of us right now is another beer gracefully given to us by Kyle's coworker. So, yeah. Kyle, do you want to take the reins on this and kind of explain a little?
She said it is a pumpkin spiced porter, not a pumpkin porter. She wanted to emphasize the fact that it's a pumpkin spiced porter. So there's no, like, squashy pumpkin-ness to it. There's just the spices you would typically find in pumpkin pie, what have you. And then it's a porter. So
the interesting thing on that is she's trying to accurately portray it. Whereas some breweries put out their, quote, pumpkin beer, and it'll just say pumpkin beer, but there's actually no pumpkin or squash or anything. It's just the spices associated with pumpkin pie and things like that. So already I like the fact that she's being correct about this. So
she knows what's up.
This is our first tie back to the pumpkin beer tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We had
so long ago.
And if everyone doesn't remember, a bunch of episodes back, Jane gave us her very first attempt at home brewing, which was the Blue Moon clone that actually we decided tasted much better than Blue Moon itself.
It was good. It was very good.
It was. So
I'm excited about this one.
This is, I mean, to me, it has a very typical homebrew coloration to it.
Muddy brown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, honestly, I think it's the exact same color of the homebrew that Sean Creel had brought with him the first time he came on our show.
Yeah.
And very different styles of beer. I don't even remember. That was like a fruit beer, that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
it's got little to no head.
So the interesting thing to me is this doesn't look, from the coloration, so much like an actual porter. Mm-hmm. It looks more like a brown ale or like a barley wine or something like that.
I would agree with that as well. Very interesting.
So,
I can smell?
See some good carbonation on it.
Oh, that smells good.
It does smell good. Nice spice up in it. Am I getting some?
Clove, definitely. I get.
I got some clove on that. I gotta do the swirl for sure.
I mean, a little bit of like dried cherries or something like that. Something. Maybe it's cranberry.
I get a little bit of that banana chip.
Oh yeah. Banana chip. Yes.
Scent. Oh, I get a little bit of chocolatiness to it.
Chocolatey.
It's more like cocoa, not like milk chocolate or anything like that. More like a cocoa.
I'm struggling on that one.
It's at the very end. It's kind of like a banana chip covered in cocoa with some pumpkin spices.
Fall spices. You don't get any like the dried fruit, like the cranberry or the cherry in there?
I could get a little bit of like a cherry-ness to it. But I am inclined to try this puppy. Let's cheers this one, because right. Thank you very much, Jane. That's to you.
Thank you, Jane.
Mm-hmm. It is not the mouthfeel that you expect.
Yeah.
It's a lot closer to like a medium body mm-hmm. when you'd expect like a much fuller body from a porter style. So I don't know what happened with the malt for the beer.
It tastes like A1 steak sauce to me.
It does have...
It's got like that Worcestershire kind of like
yeah
flavor, which I'm not really sure where that's coming from.
It does have a little bit of that. I mean, I'm sorry, Jane, but I'm not a huge fan of it. I have to be honest.
I'm not at all.
I will, you know, your Blue Moon clone was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Blue Moon itself. This one, it's not a bad beer, and I could certainly drink this beer, but based on what it is, I don't get that in the flavor. I mean, what the description of what it is and how it smells, I'm not really getting into the flavor. And like I said, the body is pretty light for a porter. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I like a good body in my beer.
But this is, what, her second attempt at homebrewing?
No, I think it's... I'm trying to... Because I know her dad has done some just on her own. Because they did like a Dunkelwiesen or something like... Some German style. I don't remember what it was. So I'm not sure if this is her second or her third.
At any rate,
it might just be your second.
It's extremely early in the homebrewing process.
Oh yeah, of course.
And honestly, you know, I'll tell you that, you know, I did homebrewing and I did one batch and it wasn't so hot. I mean, the aroma was actually really good on it, and then I tasted it and I was very, very disappointed in the flavor. It was like water with the tiniest bit of hops in it. And Rebecca's bringing the beers down for us, and actually. Rebecca, would you mind, could you go upstairs and pull out my bottle of homebrew that I have in the fridge? It's towards the front, and it's the only one that's not labeled. If you could bring that down.
You
want
me to pour it?
Yes, please, if you could.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get my homebrew down here, because I was actually going to have it on a show eventually, but now seems like a good time, because I'm going to be honest, it's going to be terrible, most likely. And so we'll be able to see that Jane, very early on in her homebrewing, is doing a hell of a lot better than I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we already know that from her last homebrew, but this one's a little bit, in a sense, for me, a step back from what we had before.
Yeah,
but
they can't all be winners.
No, they can't all be winners, and that's the point of homebrewing, is you mm-hmm. go through, you do different styles. And that's another thing. I guarantee this is the first time she's done this style. And all the styles are different. You need to learn how to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of practice. I don't think there are any really good brewers out there who haven't been brewing ridiculous amounts of batches of beer.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here comes Rebecca with mine. Wow,
that was the fastest beer pour that was really I've ever quick. Seen in my life.
This beer is going to be terrible. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the worst crap you've ever tasted. The color's
really
nice.
That's a nice color, yeah. Nice copper brown.
I really succeeded on that color. I'm going to mm-hmm. pat myself on the back for that. Yeah, it is a nice brown. It's very clear. It just tastes like...
Wow, it smells...
Or it smells...
Smells okay.
Actually,
again,
smells,
I get the cherry a little bit.
It smells a little barley wine-ish.
Yes, it does. Barley wine, malt. Heavy on the malt.
I'll tell you, it's supposed to be a pale ale.
Wow.
I mean, it was when I brewed it. Actually, it was brewed with Cascade hops.
Wow.
Yeah, it was...
Talk about coming around.
Cascade for the flavor and the mm-hmm. bitter, the bittering, and it was brewed with Willamette hops for the aroma.
Hmm. I like the aroma.
Yeah, and when...
I would not associate this aroma with a pale ale ever, but...
When I first brewed it, like, when it was fresh, the aroma was, like, crazy awesome. Like, it was, like, an IPA type aroma. And then I drank it, and I was like, where are all the hops? It's like, I guess I didn't do a good job.
Yeah, let's take a sip of water. Clean
but
up
I will out. Say that this beer is old. Well, let's try it first.
All right, here we go. Fun time.
No. Yeah, it's not good.
Mm-mm.
It's terrible.
God. Oh, God. That is terrible. It's funky.
It looks... looks and smells awesome. It kind of tastes like prune juice.
Yes, watered down prune juice. Yeah, like grandma's big toe stirred it up. You know what I mean? Like, it's got that toe cheese funk to it.
It is bad. It's bad. It's kind of like a little grape juicy, a little prune juicy, and it's very limp.
If you told me this was a Dogfish Head, like crazy Dogfish Head beer, I'd, aside from it being limp, like you said, a little watery, I would probably believe you.
Well, I accept that as a compliment, then. Actually, the more you drink it, it kind of tastes like a very weak cider. Mm-hmm. Like a weak, hard cider, mm-hmm. in a sense. But
it's not as bad as you painted it to be.
No, it's not. That. And I really want to pat myself on the back because the color looks awesome.
The color is
and
very nice.
The aroma's not bad, especially being 6 years old.
6 years old? Oh my god.
Yeah, I was going to wait for a little bit.
That's
to tell
you. Probably where the funk came from.
Exactly.
It's not bad, though. And you hit a nail on the head with the prune juice. This is
it's like
prune juice beer.
Yeah, but who wants prune juice beer? I guarantee there's no market out there for such a thing. Or be like, ugh.
60-year-old women? No, not 60. Okay, 75-year-old women.
So now I'm going back to Jane's.
Yeah.
And I like Jane's a lot more. I'm start like, after especially having mine, I'm getting a little more of the spice in the mouth.
Mm.
I'm getting that clove.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And though, actually, it's really starting to open up more. Maybe it's because it's getting warmer.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. As it warms, it's probably going to get better.
Yeah, and it is. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not what we expected from it, mm-hmm. based on the description and the aroma. But it is, I mean, it's pretty solid. I said before that I wasn't a big fan of it. I'm not still not like huge on it, but I like it more than I did a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jane, you're on the right track.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Drinking your Sprite. Word.
Yeah. And I only brewed one batch, so I think I did the right thing. I quit.
Yeah, that's always the right thing to do. If you don't knock it out of the park the first try, just quit. Screw it.
I still have more bottles of this, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in another 6 years, we'll drink one.
Here's my 12-year-old homebrew. It's a pale ale. Doesn't taste anything like it now. Garbage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough on the tongue, yours.
Yeah. Well, it's got kind of a little bit of a sour note to it, and it's not a good sour. It's kind of like this is not intentional, not good. I mean, that happens over time. So the other thing I wanted to get to, which I said was related to the... to our pumpkin beer tournament. I got an email from Jordan, who, shout out to Jordan Dennis, he's involved with the two other podcasts I'm involved with under the Nerd Circle Productions, Nerd Circle Podcast Productions umbrella. He and I are the founders of it, and we're doing, you know, there's this podcast is under it, our podcast, Bone Throwers Theater, which is an RPG actual play podcast, and our newest one, which is Carlin and Jordan's Most Excellent Movie Night, which is a movie review / analysis podcast, which is going really well. So I had Jordan over not long after, it was like the day after we did the pumpkin beer tournament. So we still had some of the top three pumpkin beers, the Shipyard Smash Pumpkin, the Heavy Seas Greater Pumpkin, and the Southern Tier Pumpkin, because they were 22 ounces and we didn't drink it all. So he came over, because he wanted me to take a trip with him to the liquor store to get a mixed six-pack of good beers. And he said, actually, he wanted as many of our top beers from the show as possible, because he's really trying to get into craft beer now. And it is because of our podcast, actually. So we should feel good about that.
Cool. I do feel good in my trousers.
He feels very good. Did you hear that, Jordan? He feels good. So he sent us an email about it. He said, "Hey, Carl and Kyle, I wanted to say thanks to Carlin for the personalized trip to the local liquor store. I've really enjoyed listening to Brutal Battle episodes." Well, should have been a period in there, Jordan, but I won't slay over it. "It was really cool to get the chance to walk through the aisles with you and get your one-on-one beer knowledge. I'll definitely be writing into you to let you guys know what I think of the ones that you helped me select. Also, I wanted to say thanks for the chance to sample the top three pumpkin beers. Pumpkin by Southern Tier knocked my socks off. I just love the buttery taste and the way that it pulled off the graham cracker pie crust flavoring. It may sound odd to say, but I think that beer changed my outlook on how to taste beers. And it was fun because I put him in some nice glasses and I tasted along with him and kind of like, you know, like pointed some things out. He actually got a lot of the stuff initially, and then I just pointed a few like subtle things out, and he was just kind of like sniffing and tasting, like, oh yeah, yeah. He continues, I don't have a ton of beer knowledge yet, but I'm hoping to improve on that. I've signed up for Brewkeep on your recommendation. His username, he said, is Planted by Piggies. I don't know what that refers
planted
to.
Planted by Piggies.
The interface of the site is great, and it has some great beer wisdom on the site. I'm looking forward to finding new and interesting beers to sample. Well, that's enough of what I have to say. Stop reading this. You and Kyle have some beers to drink. Keep it brutal, Jordan.
Keep it brutal. I like
Keep
that.
Keep it brutal.
That should be our sign-off.
Keep it brutal.
Keep it brutal.
We could. So, thank you very much, Jordan. That was a very nice email. Yeah. I like doing stuff like that. You know, just being able to bring someone in who doesn't have a whole lot of beer knowledge and just share that. You know, because, I don't know, it's kind of my mission in life to get as many people who either don't drink beer at all or drink crappy beer to convert to craft beer. And every opportunity I can get, and Jordan's a prime example. So
it's a positive message.
We're doing the work.
Positive mission.
Doing the work of the beer gods.
Beer gods, yes.
Exactly.
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. Which is a name of a beer that is out there.
Then.
I think it's by Alpha Dog. Or no, I'm sorry, Laughing Dog, I think it's by them. Or no, Legends. Legend.
I did want to bring up, you know, whenever the Brewkeep boys want to do those brewery tour things where we get the red carpet treatment, I am down for that.
Oh yeah, that was off air, I believe.
Oh, was it?
We talked about the fact that we're getting the ability to go to the Old Dominion and Fordham breweries for the walkthrough, but I think it was off podcast that we talked about we're going to do a swap with the Brewkeep fellas because they have a standing invitation for a tour of Flying Dog out in Frederick, Maryland.
I'm all over that.
So we're going to be like, hey, you come with us to Delaware, and we'll come with you to Frederick, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Nice swap.
That would be nice.
Well, we do have the wonderful, well, I'm hoping wonderful, mystery beers in front of us.
The wonderfully horrible, maybe.
Potentially. I hope not. So we have the mystery beers in front of us, so let's go ahead and get into it. Why not?
Let's get into it.
So A actually looks exactly like my homebrew.
It does. That brownish copper rust kind of going on there. A little garnet, a little ruby in the color.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. The head is very red, like a reddish orange to the head.
I don't have heads.
So take a look at mine.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
You've got some ridiculous lacing going on in your glass.
Yeah, I truly do.
It looks like we have two different beers, because I'm not really getting any lacing at all.
Top and bottom of the bottle, I guess.
What is happening? Yeah, I guess so.
I'm going to drink a little water, so I'm ready.
You drink that water. Okay. Drink it.
Let's get some smells on this.
Oof.
What the? Is that butterscotch?
I don't know.
I get a little peanut, kind of. This is weird.
I don't get either of those. Maybe we do have the wrong...
I'm getting kind of
beers.
Like... I'm really getting like a mixture of scents that I have to kind of pick apart.
I'm really getting no aroma.
My first sniff...
Maybe a little bit of the peanut.
Yeah, there's some peanut. Really odd.
I'm really struggling. Like, I don't smell anything. Here.
Okay.
Let's switch real quick.
Okay. Smell that, and I'll smell this.
Oh, yeah. I get a morph aroma from yours. Maybe you shook yours up.
Yeah. It's the same. The more you do it. Here, try it. Try yours now. Just be a little more aggressive with your cup and swirl. Be aggressive with your swirling.
Yeah, blender down here.
You know, it's... Okay, I'm getting, like, a caramel on it now. Kind of like... That's why I said, like, butterscotch initially. I mean, a little caramel, a little peanut.
I still really don't get much.
Oddly enough.
This is a one-man show right now. I'm not getting anything.
I get a little marshmallow, too. It's like caramel,
peanut.
I can
see marshmallow. It's sugary, you know? It's like maybe like a burnt sugar or maybe just like a fresh sugar.
Yeah, it's like caramel, peanut, marshmallow, which is amazing. I hope it tastes like that.
I wish I were smelling that.
Well, let's go ahead and just taste it, then.
Yes. Definitely sweet.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
Wow.
Hmm.
It's interesting. It's got some body. Ends on a bitter note, which I'm not sure if it's intentional or not.
Honestly, the bitter note, the bitter ending's kind of nice to me at the moment. The flavors, though, I'm not getting a whole lot. It's kind of like the nose, like you weren't getting much. It's kind of nondescript.
Mm-hmm.
It does taste a little bit like my homebrew.
I actually kind of like it. But it's not bad. Having trouble picking out something, you know what I mean? Like, usually we're like, bam, I get this and that and that.
Yeah.
This is just a big enveloping, like, there's nothing particular about it.
I do get a good deal of astringency on it. Yes. It's pretty, it's got to be high in alcohol.
Yeah, I think
so. And, I mean, this has got to be around, I don't know, this has got to be around 8%.
8.2 is what I was going to say.
Yeah, somewhere in there, like 8-ish.
This reminds me of a little something-something a little bit.
Not me.
Not as good.
I'm still trying to, like, pull something out of it.
It's syrupy.
It's very syrupy. I do, if I really try, I can pick just the slightest bit of, like, a caramelly hint to it.
I get a lot of, like, on the end, I get a lot of, like, the fresh-cut grass / dandelion type. That's the kind of bitterness that profile that I'm getting on the end there.
Okay. Yeah. I can agree with that. It's not, yeah, it's weird. It doesn't
malty.
Seem like. Yeah.
Really malty.
It seems like there's not a whole lot to it, but it's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's what's... It's an enigma.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the name of the beer.
Mm.
I know at one point Duclaw had a beer called Enigma. I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, probably a big piece of crap.
They make good stuff. All right, I want to go to the next one.
Yes, the next one...
Let's go to beer B.
The color looks more of my style.
Yeah, it looks like stout porter, you know, that... Oh, which, by the way, I should point out, if Sean and Matt are listening, we have our glasses of water, and Kyle's glass of water is our awesome Brewkeep glass that you fellas gave us. So.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah, I drank straight vodka out of mine the other day and just threw up all over my house. I mean, I projectile... No, I didn't.
That sounds like a good time.
I haven't thrown up in... It's been a long time since I've gotten sick from alcohol.
Hey, congratulations on not drinking yourself almost to death.
It's been like 3 or 4 years.
That's good. Yeah. Well, let's go for B. Looks like maybe a stout or a porter. Let's give it a sniff.
I can see just the like a very, very dark red if I hold it up to the light, but otherwise it's very opaque. A little bit of lacing. It's got a... dark tan head, surprisingly. So that's really nice. And let's give it a sniff.
I'm going to make a...
Ooh, chocolate. That's the first thing I'd get.
There's some chocolate on it, but I also get... I made this comparison to a similar looking beer before. It was a long time ago. But sunflower seed husks. I get a lot of sunflower seed husks in there.
I see what you're saying, yes.
It's like woody. You know, it's got that little woodiness to it.
Chocolate... Woody, yes, I see that.
It's a little...
Do you get coffee at all? I'm trying to...
I don't maybe think not, I do. No. But I get a little soy sauciness in the nose.
Yeah. I get a richness that I'm trying to struggle to pinpoint. It has a very rich nose to it. I don't really know any way to describe it.
It really... Yeah, it really does.
It does. It's really nice.
This could be like some sort of like barrel-aged stout, in my opinion.
Maybe.
Well, let's try it.
I'm very excited.
It's very woody.
Wow. It's a little light-bodied from what I was expecting.
It is. It falls very short of what the coloration of it would indicate.
It's hoppy. Very hoppy. Not very hoppy, but hoppier than you'd expect.
It does have some decent hops on it, and I think that's part of where I'm getting kind of that woodiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like... When the hops are at a high enough level, how they interact with the malt.
Mm-hmm. This is good. I wish it had a little bit more presence on the mouth, just a little bit more mouthfeel. Maybe a little bit of sweetness to kind of counterbalance these woody and dry and hoppy notes.
Yeah, there really isn't much sweetness to it, but I do get like the very slightest kind of like chocolatey hint at the end of it. Yep. But it's not much. Mm-hmm. Not much at all.
Mm. I do get a little bit of the soy sauce, a little bit. It's a tad salty, just a touch salty. And I think that goes along with like the soy sauce / sunflower seed type thing, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe there's an underlying line of salt in there. Mmm. Going back to the nose, there's honey in B. Big time. Now that we drank it, B, honey. Big time, Omar.
I'm sorry, I'm making noises over here because I went back to A while Kyle was talking, and it tastes awful after B.
Does it?
Yeah, it, like the astringency just whams the back of your throat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plus, it smells like butt.
It smells like gumballs to me, actually.
It smells like gumballs up a butt.
butt gumball.
Like anal beads, but they're gumballs.
Ugh. Nasty. Okay. So, I've gone back and forth a few times here on A and B. They both have this kind of, like, underlying tart fruit characteristic to
it. Which
I'm
not keen on at all.
No, it doesn't actually play well in either of the beers.
I like a neutral finish, you know?
Yeah.
Or like a pleasant flavor finish, not this tart, weird, assy fruit kind of taste.
Yeah. I do know where I want to go with this, though. So, Kyle,
yeah,
do you have a number for A that you want to give it?
That's a dose for me.
For A, I was going to go with 2 on A as well.
That's a dose.
And
that's what it tastes like. It tastes like a dose. Or a deuce.
Deuce. So B, what do you want to put on B then?
I was going to give it a 2, maybe a 3. I think I'll give it a 3 just because it has a few more redeeming characteristics than A, but still not way off the mark. You know.
And
overall.
That's exactly what I was thinking, so I'm going a 3 as well for it. Yeah, it's just a little bit better than A, so if we're going to put A at
exactly.
a 2, we got to put B at a 3.
Yeah.
I think that's only appropriate. Do you want to take any guesses on what A is? Because A is the loser for this episode with an overall of 2. Any guesses on A, then? Is it maybe another gluten-free beer?
No, God.
I don't think so.
No. But I'm interested to see if we're right on about the alcohol percentage, though.
Yeah, let's see. Okay.
That's always fun.
I'll reveal
that's
it.
At least something we can have an educated guess about, whereas guessing the beer is, you know, it's just shot in the dark.
A is... Oh, Founder's Dirty Bastard.
Wow.
I said I typically like this beer, and maybe that's what... yeah. You have to be in the right mood for a Scotch-style beer, and it is a Scotch-style beer.
Scotch.
That's why it's called Dirty Bastard. It's got, like, some argyle on the sides of it, but 8.5% alcohol.
Mm.
So we were good on that.
I said 8.2.
50 IBUs, it says on there. So, yeah, Kyle, you were only 0.3 off on that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the alcohol ninja.
You know, I gotta taste this again, because...
Yeah, now we taste it, then we know it's a brewery like. It's like, this is great.
I understand, but here's the thing. I'm not big on Scotch ales, period.
Me neither.
And I had this before, and I said I enjoyed it, but it was because it was in the context of knowing that it was a Scotch ale.
Yeah.
Because... You know, I just want to try as many beers as possible, and most Scotch ales I had, I was like, I don't really like, but I'm going to give this a go.
It's a subjective rating system.
So when you throw this beer, I mean, it's a good beer for that style, but when you throw this beer in with all beers,
no,
it's not going to stack up. It just doesn't. So no offense, Founders. No offense.
We love you.
We still love you, but... let's move on to B, then. Overall, 3, the winner for this episode, but in no way... threatening the master Brewer Lord.
Brewer Lord.
You want to take any guesses on B?
I think it's a stout.
That should probably be a safe assumption, but maybe you're wrong. B is, Thirsty Dog Brewing Company's Old Leg Humper. It is a robust porter, apparently.
Porter, okay.
And I think it's funny, it's called Old Leg Humper, and it's got a picture of a dog looking at a bunch of sexy ladies' legs. And there's a quote that says, so many legs, so little time.
I'm going to guess the alcohol at between 6.5 and 7, maybe.
6.7.
Ooh.
You
nailed it.
You are very good at that. 24 IBUs.
Hmm.
It tastes a lot hoppier than that.
It does. Than that.
A lot hoppier
24
than that.
Is basically nothing.
Yeah. I would have put that around... 45, 50,
something
in there.
50, something.
Interestingly enough, it says on here, it won the World Beer Cup gold medal.
Freaking metal thing.
No, but hold on.
Okay.
It won World Beer Cup gold medal for robust porter category in 2002. I'm going to be honest. 11 years later, if you're saying, we won a World Beer Cup way, way, way back. No, come on.
Yeah.
Do you know how many breweries there were in 2002 and how many there are now?
Yeah, exactly.
Competition's a lot tougher. So So
probably maybe like a couple thousand percent rise in that category.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, not the best tasting here.
Nope.
Actually, of all the beers, I'm gonna actually, let's go back to James really fast before we close it out, because I'm gonna say that my favorite beer at the moment for this episode was Jane's. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Well, you know, the old leg humper's
old
not
leg
bad,
humper
though.
Or Jane's, yeah.
I'd kind of put Jane's and the old leg humper on equal footing.
Equal, yeah, I'd say.
Truly.
Yep.
So, thank you very much once again, Jane. Everybody, remember, check out the website, brutalbattle.com. Send us email, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. Check. Oh, Kyle has a question.
I mean, I didn't want to interrupt.
Well, I mean, that's it. Check us out on iTunes. Give us ratings and reviews. Kyle, sir.
Do we have a review on iTunes yet?
We have six reviews on iTunes. Total.
Oh. Okay.
Well, as of this podcast, we have 6 reviews. I'd like to see that really start ratcheting up if people can help us out there. Hint, 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 please. I mean, that's
I will go review us.
Yeah, you go
These
review
guys us. Are great. I am one of them.
Not a bad idea. Well, everyone, go out there, have an awesome beer, sit at your computer, and review us on iTunes.
Yes.
Thank you once again.
Stay brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.